Auckland's Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson. Tēnā koe, Desley. What do you make of the updates in the last 24 hours just this morning, finding out that the shooter has been found dead?
Tēnā koe, Charlotte. I think first my absolutely sincere condolences to Robert Horne and his family in whānau. It appears that the victim was entirely unrelated to the shooter and the killing was random and an act of senseless violence. And that must be concerning for every Aucklander, certainly those who reside within the Ponsonby area. Look, crime in Auckland is becoming more and more of a concern, especially violent crime. And we've had recent attacks on students at transport hubs, and now we've got this. I think it's important for me just to set some sort of safety framework clarity, and that is first that the police have the primary role of dealing with crime, antisocial behaviour, the roles of gangs, etc. But they are stretched, and it means that they can't be everywhere, and it does leave a bit of a gap. I think from council perspective, we are trying to do what we can within our remit and talking to the police a lot. And what we're putting in place is, and I think it came out in April, is that we are looking at our town centres and transport hubs with additional resources for things like our Māori and Pacific wardens to do some patrolling. But look, at the end of the day, it's hard to police against the kind of random and senseless acts we've seen in the last few days. It's hard to fathom. And again, my sympathies go out to the family and friends.
Mm. I mean, you acknowledge that police are stretched at the moment. So without that more extensive cover from them, can Aucklanders feel safe?
Look, we're doing everything we can from our end to support the police. We do talk to police on a regular basis. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't almost police the random senseless acts of violence sometimes like this. But I would like to think that Auckland is a safe city. I think it's important for people to have confidence that they can get out and about. I mean, poor old Ponsonby, they're right in the middle of their Ponsonby Bar and Restaurant Festival in the month of May. And I just hope people will continue to get out and support Ponsonby and all our town centres and not let something like this overshadow the fact that we want Auckland to thrive and do well and for people to keep safe within our city.
How much of an impact would you say that crime is actually having on everyday Aucklanders? Are they changing their behaviours?
I'd like to think that they weren't. I'd like to think that we're putting enough up to ensure that, you know, we're trying to do all we can to put the fence at the top of the cliff. But at the end of the day, the solution is a combination of police, our work, and for people themselves to be aware of their own environs and safety.
It's not just really limited to gang crime, as you mentioned. Young teenagers are attacking each other at bus stations, and RNZ this morning revealed a video of an 88-year-old lady who was viciously knocked to the ground in an unprovoked attack, also on Sunday in broad daylight. I mean, these kind of events are seemingly happening more and more frequently and not always being reported on.
That example that you've mentioned was tragically sad and absolutely unacceptable. And we are talking to Auckland Transport about more safety officers, you know, that they're putting on board as well. At the end of the day, I think it's important for Aucklanders to gather together and just call out this kind of crime. It is unacceptable in our city. We need to be able to work, move around our city and recreate in a safe environment. And we cannot let the small amount of negativity and bad behaviour overshadow the lives of well-meaning and law-abiding Aucklanders going about their business.
Tēnā koe, thank you very much. That is Auckland's Deputy Mayor, Desley Simpson.